जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रजवनरंजन शोदानंदन जय ब्रजजनरंजन जय यमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी माधव जय कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe, Gopinatharadhe, Jaya Shri Gopal, Shri Gopal, Shri Gopal, Jaya Shri Gopal, Shri Gopal, Jaya Shri Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Prabhupad, Prabhupad, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Kaliyug Pavan Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। So we would like to welcome all devotees for today's Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, text number 28.
Nunam Vratasnana हुतादनीश्वरः नूनं व्रतस्नानहुतादिनीश्वरः समर्चितो हि यस्य गृहीतपाणिभिः पिबन्ति यस्सक्यधरात्मनु अधरात्ममुहुर् पिबन्ति यस्सक्यधिरा अधिरात्ममृतमुहुर् व्रजस्त्रियस्समुहुर् यदिशाशयः व्रजस्त्रियस्सम्मुहुर्यदाशयः नूनं व्रतस्नानहुतादनीश्वरः समर्चितो हि यस्य गृहीतपाणिभिः पिबन्ति यस्सक्यधरात्मृतं मुहुर् व्रजस्त्रियस्सम्मुहुर्यदाशयः। नूनं व्रतस्थानहुतादिनीश्वरः नूनं व्रतस्नानहुतादनीश्वरः समर्चितो ह्यस्य गृहीतपाणिभिः पिबन्ति यस्सक्यधरामृतं मुहुर् व्रजस्त्रियस्सम्मुहुर्यदाशयः नूनं व्रतस्नानहुतादिनीश्वरः गृहीतपाणिभिः पिबन्ति यस्सक्यधरामृतं मुहुर् व्रजस्त्रियस्सम्मुहुर्यदाशयः।
माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। नूनम सर्टनली इन द प्रीवियस बर्थ, व्रत वाव, स्नान bath, huta, sacrifice in the fire, adina, by all these, Ishvara, the personality of Godhead, samarchitaha, perfectly worshipped, He certainly asya his grihita pani bihi by the married wives pibanti relishes yah those who sakhi o friend adharamritam the nectar from his lips muhu again and again vrajastriya the damsels of vrajabhumi sammumuhu often fainted yadashayah expecting to be favored in that way. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O friends, just think of those of his wives whose hands he has accepted. How they must have undergone vows, baths, fire sacrifices, and perfect worship of the Lord of the universe to constantly relish now the nectar from his lips by kissing. The damsels of Vrajabhumi would often faint just by expecting such favors. Purport: religious rites prescribed in the scriptures are meant to purify the mundane qualities of the conditioned souls to enable them to gradually promoted to the stage of rendering transcendental service unto the Supreme Lord. Attainment of this stage of pure spiritual life is the highest perfection, and this stage is called Swarupa, or the factual identity of the living being. Liberation means renovation of this stage of Swarupa. In that perfect stage of Swarupa, the living being is established in five phases of loving services, one of which is the stage of Madhurya Ras, or the humor of conjugal love. The Lord is always perfect in himself, and thus he has no hankering for himself. He, however, becomes a master, a friend, a son, or a husband to fulfill the intense love of the devotees concerned. Herein, two classes of devotees of the Lord are mentioned in this stage of conjugal love. One is Swakiya and the other is Parakiya. Both of them are in conjugal love with the personality of Godhead Krishna. The queens at Dwaraka were Swakiya or married wives, but the damsels of Vraja were young friends of the Lord while he was unmarried. The Lord stayed at Vrindavan till the age of 16, and his friendly relations with the neighboring girls were in terms of Parakiya. These girls, as well as the queens, underwent severe penances by taking vows, bathing, and offering sacrifices in the fire as prescribed in the scriptures. The rites as they are not an end in themselves, nor are fruitive action, culture of knowledge or perfection in mystic powers ends in themselves. They are all means to attain the highest stage of Swarupa, to render constitutional transcendental service to the Lord. Each and every living being has his individual position in one of the above mentioned five different kinds of reciprocating means with the Lord, and is in one's pure spiritual form of Swarupa, the relation becomes manifest without mundane affinity. The kissing of the Lord, either by his wives or his young girl friends who aspire to have the Lord as their fiancé, is not of any mundane perverted quality. Had such things been mundane, a liberated soul like Shukadev would not have taken the trouble to relish them, nor would Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been inclined to participate in those subjects after renouncing the world. The stage is earned after many lives of penance. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna. So I would like to first of all seek blessings of all devotees present, especially Malvika Mataji. And so that I may be able to speak something on this very exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam and today's verse, as we see, it's dealing with Swakiya and Parakiya Rasas. It's something very exalted. I know I am not at all qualified to speak, but still I'll try to speak something on other points which are made, especially for sadhakas, that how one has to perform various austerities to purify oneself, to purify our senses, so that we can make ourselves eligible and capable of offering loving service to the Lord. And today is also a very, very auspicious day. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Sita Devi, the consort of Lord Ramachandra. And also it is the appearance day of Srimati Janhava Devi, the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And also it is the disappearance day of Madhu Panditji. So we will try to speak, time permitting, something upon them also. So, in this chapter, as we are saying, this is the chapter is entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka. And we see here that the ladies of Hastinapur, they are speaking amongst themselves. But, and usually, normally in this mundane world, if you see many times the ladies, when they talk with each other. Of course, it's not only restricted to ladies, even with gents also. It is mostly gossip. Or, as we say in Hindi, chugli, here and there talk about. But here we are seeing this entire gossip which is happening, it's about centered
on Lord Krishna, and that is why it has got a place in this such an exalted scripture as Srimad Bhagavatam. And here we see that it is said, oh friends, the Sakhis are saying, just think of the wives whose hands he has accepted, Lord Krishna has accepted as queens. How they must have undergone vows, baths, fire sacrifices and perfect worship of the Lord of this universe to constantly relish now the nectar from his lips by kissing. So, the damsels of Vrajbhumi would often faint by just expecting such favors. So, in the purport, Prabhupada ji is very clearly mentioning that religious rites prescribed in the scriptures are meant to purify the mundane qualities of conditioned souls. So, all these religious rites are the purpose or the end of practicing all the various austerities or religious rites. They are not an end in themselves. They are for a purpose goal and purpose, and that is to purify our senses. Many times we hear in this world that work is worship. That only by if you perform your duties or work, that is sufficient. But actually here it is said that unless you are able to achieve or your efforts are focused towards achieving the goal of life, that is Krishna Prem, then all this effort actually remains only Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So, one should not mistake the means or the rituals and duties to be the end in themselves. Or sometimes even people make the end as a means. So, here we see means in devotional service, sometimes we say that both the ends and the means are the same. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? So, Prabhupada replied, to chant Hare Krishna again. So, here, the process which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada of chanting the holy names is not something different from the end. It's not that it's the means and then we need to achieve something else. Sometimes, people do engage in bhakti with the intention of achieving some other mundane goals. Or some material ambitions. But still, means scriptures, they prescribe that if somebody engages in the process of bhakti, even if it is for some other purpose, that is at least good. At least he is engaging in the devotional service of the Lord. So, there is this very important verse. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udharadi tivrena bhakti yogena yajita purushambara. So, whatever may be the goal, if somebody engages in the process of bhakti, devotional service, then that is perfect. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining over here that the various religious duties or the culture of knowledge or the mystic siddhis also, perfections, if they do not lead one to the process of bhakti, actually then it is lacking the purpose. So, this is made clear even in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Like in the first canto, second chapter, there is this verse. Dharma svanishtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya nodpatayet yatiratim shrama evahi kevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own positions are only as much as useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of personality of Godhead. So, many times people engage in different activities or things, but like in mundane world we can see gross materialists, their focus is that to provide satisfaction to the various senses and through sense objects, and they are concentrated, so it's only their swartha or selfishness. On the other hand, means there could be others who have extended their selfishness towards the society or towards the community or towards the nation. And there would be others who are, but in this category of people, we may see that they are basically people who are engaged in social service or welfare for the people or for the animals or for the nature. Like that. And above them, we could also have others who are basically mental speculators who their focus may be engaged only towards philosophy or poetry and for literature and propagating some ism, different isms Prabhupada mentions. But above the body and mind is the spirit soul. And if we do not focus on the needs of the soul, then we are actually, all the other efforts, they actually become null and void. So, Brahmaji also in his prayers, he says, if one gives up the auspicious path of bhakti and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, but that will all be only leading to trouble eventually. He says in people who are engaged in jnana marga, in developing knowledge or speculative knowledge, all their effort, if it does not lead to bhakti, then it is just like beating empty husk. All the result of beating empty husk, what you will get? You will get nothing. So, he says in a very beautiful shloka, he says, Shreyasritim bhaktim udasya te vibho klishyanti ye kevala bodha labhyade tesham asau kleshala eva shishyate nanyad yatha sthula tushavighnitam. My dear Lord, Brahmaji is praying to the Supreme Lord. He is saying, my dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path of self-realization. If someone gives up that path, if you give up the best process and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. The only gain is trouble. So, we can see, if a person, he renounces, actually, jivair swarup hoy krishnair nityadas. So, it's the duty of the all jivas to serve the Lord. But if one has given up that service, like we all have, we are here in this material world, that is a proof that we have given up the service to the Lord. And if one person renounces that and he's working very hard, laboring to get so-called enlightenment through impersonal speculative knowledge, the result is only trouble for himself. A fool, Prabhupada explains in the purport, he says, a fool may continue to beat the husk, empty husk, for a long period of time. But just like people, they are engaged in all types of material activities without surrendering to the Lord, without engaging in the process of bhakti. And eventually what will happen? He does not get any result out of that. So, even, although the process of bhakti is very simple, as given by Srila Prabhupada, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachiti. Something as simple as just offering a leaf or a flower, or just like we are now having Chandan Yatra festival, offering nice Chandan to the Lord. Just by offering, just such simple services, one can engage in the process of bhakti. But if one does not do that and does everything else, then all the endeavor is actually futile. So, we have to understand that sometimes in material world we find many people who are very stubborn. They are engaged, busy with every other thing, but they will not engage in the process of bhakti. That is why it is said, out of thousands of people, only very few people actually get attracted to the process of bhakti. So, we can understand that the process, like many people, they are engaged in studying, like when we distribute Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, people say, no, I want the Vedas. Do you have Vedas? So, or some people, even if they get the Vedas, or even they may engage in Vyakaran, Sanskrit, learning Sanskrit, putting so much of effort to understand the nuances of Sanskrit grammar or Vyakaran. So, but one has to understand that all this effort, it's only a tools or a means to focus or to get to the process of bhakti or to surrender to the Lord. Just like Vedanga. So Vedanga or Anga means a part, and the duty of the part is to serve the whole. So, but when, if he does not understand this and he sees that, oh, okay, this Vyakaran itself is an end, and that is to be, he focuses his entire effort only to study the Vyakaran in itself, and considering that that is the end, then that is not going to lead him to the ultimate goal of life. And that's how, means Krishna also says, Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. So, by studying Vedic scriptures or Sanskrit, one has to come to that conclusion that to serve the Supreme Lord is the goal of one's life. Like in Bhagavatam, there is this beautiful verse, Dharma sunishtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya nodpadayad yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. Otherwise, all effort will be considered only as shrama. And here we see that the Sakhis, they are saying how the queens must have undergone so many vows, so many baths, so many sacrifices and perfect worship to the Lord of the universe to constantly relish the association of Lord Krishna, the nectar from his lips by kissing. So, here we can see that Lord Krishna has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. There is this verse which says, Krishna has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. So, when we are actually chanting the names of Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Krishna is actually dancing on our tongue. And we are in direct connection with Lord Krishna. And he is actually in touch with our tongue and our lips. And here also we can see that such fortune, people who have this chance of chanting the names of the Krishna, they must have performed actually all the austerities of performing various yajnas or dan or tapa and all. And that actually, Mother Devahuti, she says when she is glorifying those people who are chanting the names of Lord Krishna. Yan nama deha shravanad kirtanad yat pravanad yat smaranad apikvachet Svadyopi sadhya shravanaya kalpate kutah punaste bhagavanu darshanad. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Lord face to face. Even a person born in the family of dog eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Lord. So, people, we in Kali Yuga, we may not be able to have direct association of the Lord in his physical form, like the queens of Dwarka or the gopis of Vrindavan. But at the same time, we have the fortune of following in the process given by none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of Sankirtan. And by chanting the names of the Lord, we can get the same benefit. And he says, Aho bataswapacho gariyan, yad jihvagre vartate nama tubhyam, tepus tapaste juhuvi shashnurarya brahmanuchur nama grahantiyete. So those glorious tongues who are chanting the holy names of the Lord, even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of the Lord must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of the Lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything required.
So, to be able to chant the names of the Lord offensively, that is actually a very, very great fortune for all of us. And it's actually a proof that one has performed, if not in this life, in the previous lives, all the types of various austerities. And that's why today and now he is able to chant the names of the Lord. So, here we can see in this verse that the queens of Lord Krishna, they are considered as very fortunate because they are having the opportunity to taste the nectar from the lips of Lord Krishna. Because they are in their constant association. But in an indirect way, they are also glorifying the gopis of the Lord, of Vrindavan. Because by remembering such a fortune, the gopis of Vrindavan, it is explained, they actually faint. So we can understand the intensity of love which the gopis are having, that is much, much more than that of the queens of Dwaraka. So, to consider both Swakiya and Parakiya Ras, we can understand that Parakiya Ras is actually higher. Because even if we consider the various types of austerities or tapa, which all the various queens have performed to achieve the association of the Lord, we can see that after getting married to Lord Krishna, then their association becomes easy, means after married life. But for the gopis in Parakiya Ras, each and every meeting with the Lord Krishna was full of adventure and risk. You know? Actually, it was not considered socially, it is like a stigma, you know, to have a relationship outside one marriage. But here we see that the ultimate sacrifice of the gopis, that they are ready to risk their entire name and everything is at stake. And we can see this is the level of sacrifice which the queens of Dwaraka have achieved in their lives. And because of that, like today, as we see, today is also Sita Navami, the appearance day of Sita Devi, the consort of Ramachandra. And if we see in Ramayana, there is this very nice story of Vedavati, who in her life, she was the daughter of a rishi, and she had this desire to achieve the association of Lord Vishnu. And for that, she performed so much austerities. In fact, it said she was very beautiful, and she was in her young days, she was performing so much of austerities. And once Ravana was flying on his airplane, and when he saw this girl, he became very infatuated, he became very attracted to her, and he tried all his means to allure her and to take her as his own wife. But then Vedavati, she was very much fixed up in her devotion to the Lord Vishnu. So she refused to budge from her. And eventually Ravana, he actually forcefully, he tried to catch Vedavati by her hair and take her forcefully. At that point of time, Vedavati, using her own mystical power, she actually, with her hand only, she cut off the hair. And she actually emulated herself, saying that, "I don't want to fall in the hands of a sinful person like Ravana." And she gave up her life. But before that, she said, "In the next life, I will ensure that I will be the cause of your destruction." In that way, so Sita Devi, and then in her next life, she actually appears as the Maya Sita. When Lord Ramchandra was going along with Mother Sita in the forest, at that point of time, at a certain point of time, the original Sita was actually handed over to Agni Dev,
And this Maya Sita was the person whom Ravana actually kidnapped and took her to Lanka. And of course, she again performed austerity of staying in Lanka for such a long time and facing all the difficulties imposed by Ravana and all the Rakshasas. And eventually after rescuing Mother Sita, when Lord Ramchandra asked Lakshman to perform the Agni Pariksha, at that point, again, this Vedavati was exchanged with the original Mother Sita. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told the Brahmana in the South India, this story, so that just to assure him that it was not that original Mother Sita was touched by the hands of Ravana. So we can see here that Vedavati ji also, as to achieve the association of the Lord, she had to perform so much of austerities. And by doing so, we actually attract the mercy of the Lord. So Ramachandra, when he met with Vedavati at that point, and means Sita Devi and Vedavati, it is described in the glories of Venkatachaladri. So there it is mentioned that both Vedavati and Sita were there. So Lord Ramchandra says, how come there are two Sitas now? They were looking just like. So then it was revealed that this is Vedavati who had performed so much of austerities. But Lord Ramchandra said, in this lifetime I am following the Ekava Patni Vrata. So I cannot take you as my consort in this lifetime. But in next Leela, you will appear as Padmavati. And Lord Ramchandra, he appears as Tirupati Balaji or Srinivas. And then he accepts the hands of Padmavati. So we can see that how the Lord is actually attracted, and he is very ready to give benediction to the devotees. Whoever performs, sacrifices his own selfish desires for serving the Lord. So we can see that even in this mundane world, there is so much of talk about, especially in Kali Yuga, about unwedded love, extramarital affairs, and these all appear to be similar when we see, when we read these stories. In fact, when somebody comes from outside or first time he is hearing this, he may actually mistaken, okay, what is happening in this world and whatever is given in the scriptures, they are very much similar. So, but we can see that just like there is sugar, especially if there is powdered sugar and salt, they look very much alike. Just, and somebody may mistaken for the sugar powder to be, or the salt to be sugar powder. Recently we had our Lakshminarayan festival, and in the Charanamrit, means all the various items, there was maybe the devotees who were preparing, they must have mistaken the salt to be sugar. And eventually after the Abhishek, when everybody was having Charanamrit, that time they realized, oh, actually it was a mistake. So we can see, although they may look similar, but their quality is totally different or opposite. Or even sugar, and there is another thing called Nimbu Phool. You can see. Whereas they may look alike many a times, but if you add Nimbu Phool to milk, then it will actually become paneer rather than becoming sweetened. Or even this sugar candy, if you see, Khadi Sakar. And if you compare it with alum, alum is the fitkari. They also look very alike. But if you add to fitkari or to nimbu juice, instead of making it sweet, it will have something totally different. So, the purpose of this analogy is to understand that what is mundane in this world, mundane love affair or extramarital affair in this world, and the love affair of pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis or with the queens of Vrindavan, they are actually totally different. Although they may, people may perceive it as similar. but there actually the quality is totally different. Or even we may see, like, there may be two different things, but they may have give a similar reaction. Like, if you see, there is fire. So, somebody, by accidentally, if he puts his hand on fire, immediately he removes his hand because he feels burning sensation. On the other hand, there is dry ice also. So, dry ice also, although it is used for cooling, but if you keep in your hand, you cannot keep. Immediately, you have to leave it because that also can cause severe burns. So, here two different things are there. Although, but they may give a similar reaction or a similar thing. So, we can understand that the pastimes of Lord Krishna along with his gopis or the queens, they are totally different. And their quality is completely different. Just like there is the quality of fire and the quality of dry ice. Although we may externally or conditioned souls, as we are, we may perceive it as similar, giving similar reactions. So, externally, they may look similar, but they are actually completely, totally apart. One is full of selfishness or sense gratification, and the other is full of service attitude. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam also, in 10th canto, there is this chapter, Draupadi meets with the queens of Dwarka. And that point of time, Draupadi actually inquires from the various Lord Krishna's wives that how was it that Lord Krishna came to marry with you? What were the various incidents or what was the background? So various queens over there, Rukmini, starting from Rukmini Devi, they all explained their pastime. And it... But the conclusion of each and every queen, from starting from Rukmini Devi to Satyabhama and all, they all concluded that we all want to, our desire is not to become the queen of Krishna, but to engage in humble menial service of Lord Krishna. They are aspiring, they are saying, my desire, like Rukmini Devi, she says that, My dear Draupadi, it is my eternal desire that life after life I be engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure and beauty. This is my only desire and ambition of life. Similarly, Satyabhama, she says that although he had promised, Satyabhama's father, he had promised the hand of Satyabhama to some other people. But then eventually to please Lord Krishna, he had given Satyabhama as, along with the Shyamantak jewel to Lord Krishna. And thus I was accepted as his maid servant, although he treated me as his wife. So her desire was to be as a humble servant of Lord Krishna. And similarly, Jambavati, she also says that, my desire is to become a servitor of Lord Krishna life after life. And so was Kalindi also. She is saying that I have been engaged in the house of Lord Krishna. I am engaging in the service of sweeping the house, although he is treating me as his wife. So here we can see that, and all the many other queens also, and they all conclude that their desire or the goal of their life is to actually engage in the service of the Krishna and not become a queen or to achieve the high elevated position. And a proof of this is also that we can see that this, as Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, that exalted people like Sukadeva Goswami and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are discussing these topics. You know? So Sukadeva Goswami is a person who is at a level where he does not discriminate between man and woman. But he is engaged, such a person, if he is engaged in discussing topics of the pastimes between Lord Krishna and his queens or the gopis, we can surely understand that this is not something mundane. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had renounced all his association of his wife, his mother, and all the loving devotees,
just to preach the process of Krishna consciousness to the conditioned soul. And he, in fact, he is described as Nyasi Shiromani. He is the best of all sannyasis. In fact, even during his married life, he was very, very serious, or very, it's very few times that he was, he joked with his wife or anything. So he was never engaged in such thing, frivolous acts. But we see that he was relishing such pastimes of Lord Krishna in, from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada explains this in a very simple way. He explains that just like if you see there is mango. Now this is the mango season also. So mango, if there is mango on the tree, and you can see the reflection of that same mango in the river water also, in the water. So if one tries so much of effort to catch the mango which is there in the reflection in the river water, how much ever effort he puts to go deep and try, but he is not going to get it. So we see that karmis are also, they are diving so much deep to try different ways of enjoying their senses or trying to achieve satisfaction of the heart. But all their effort is futile, just as compared to the effort of trying to catch the mango in the reflection in the river, of the river water. On the other hand, there are jnanis, they also try to, after all the efforts, they come to the conclusion that there is no mango inside the river. That may be true, but it's not complete. The truth is that as per scriptures and shastras, they actually guide us that along the bank of the river, there is this mango tree, and on top of the tree, there is this very tasty fruit of mango, which is very delicious. And once you accept that, by following the process of bhakti, you can actually make your life successful. And we are already reaching the time. So in just few minutes, I will speak something on Janhava Devi. Janhava Devi is Nityanand Prabhu, Nityanand's consort. Nityanand Prabhu had again two wives, Vasudha and Janhava. And they are actually expansions of Lord Balram, whose eternal consorts are Varuni and Revati. And after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu on the Panchatattva, it was Janhava Devi actually had a very, very important role to play of guiding all the devotees. And she had organized a very huge Sankirtan festival, which is very popularly known as the Kheturi festival, Gaur Purnima. And thousands of followers of Lord Gauranga and senior disciples like Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda, Srinivas Acharya, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Murari Chandan, they all participated in this first Kheturi Sankirtan. And during that Sankirtan, it was so powerful, and that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all the Panchatattva, they themselves appeared over there. And Ma Janhava, as she was lovingly called, she had prepared very nice prasadam for all the devotees and to take care of them. And after that, she traveled through all the Gaur Mandal and Vrajabhumi Mandals. And whenever wherever she went, she was very happily and greeted and taken nice care of. And she actually blessed all devotees with very nice association. She is none other than Nityananda Prabhu's Shakti, Nityananda Swarupini. And she was overflowing with prema bhakti, and she spread this. She carried forward this preaching movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he offers a very beautiful prayer. He says to Janhava Mata in Kalyana Kalpataru, he says, "O Janhava Devi," so we can all meditate on this, "by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me and relieve me of material existence. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Lord Nityananda himself. You are the guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and grant me the shade of your lotus feet, which are like a desire tree. You have delivered countless abominable sinners Please deliver me in the same way. Today, praying for your mercy, this lowly sinner falls at your holy feet. So, and it is Janhava Devi, she left this world by entering into the deity of Gopinath in Vrindavan. And we are also having our deities of Radha Gopinath ji. And today is also the disappearance day of Madhu Pandit ji, Goswami. And Madhu Pandit ji was the disciple of Gadhadhar Pandit, and who worshipped his Ishtadev was none other than Radha Gopinath ji. And Vajrana, Lord Krishna's great grandson, he had installed the original Gopinath deity in Vrindavan over 5000 years ago. And about 500 years back, Paramananda Bhattacharya, he had discovered this deity in the near Vamshivat on the banks of Yamuna. So Bhakti Ratnakar, it explains that Sri Gopinath ji, he is an ocean of mercy, and he has many leelas or pastimes on the banks of Yamuna Devi at Vamshivat. And his bodily luster, it steals the mind of whoever sees him. And with the soothing sweetness of Gopinath's charming form, when it enters one's heart, it immediately extinguishes the burning fire of material existence. Now, the original Gopinath deity, these are actually at Jaipur in Rajasthan. So Madhu Pandit Goswami, he was blessed by blessed Srinivas Acharya and with Gopinath's Mahagarland before they left for the first book distribution party, you know, along with Narottam Das Thakur Srinivas Acharya and in their bullock cart. So in Goloka Vrindavan, Madhu Pandit Goswami, he serves as Mandali Sakhi and in the group of Champak Latha Sakhi. So, and the Samadhi of Madhu Pandit Goswami is just near the, on the right hand side of the Gopinath, Radha Gopinath temple in Vrindavan. So, on this very auspicious day, let us pray to all these great Vaishnavacharyas that they bless us with Krishna Prem. Nityananda Prabhu was the other day, he was mentioning that bhakti is, Lord has kept bhakti in the hearts of devotees, in the heart of Vaishnavas. And by serving them, it is they only who can give us bhakti. Like there is very nice bhajan which says, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro, dhai tava pache pache. So my humble prayer to all devotees present here that they be blessed, that I can also be able to serve in this moment in a nice way and perfect my life. Thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. I would request Mataji if she would like to speak something. Thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.